News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the man suspected of killing the wife and two daughters of BBC racing correspondent John Hunt has been apprehended. He was taken to hospital yesterday evening after police tracked him down. The bodies of Carol Hunt and their two daughters, Louise and Hannah, were found at their home. Vincent McAvaney, broadcaster and journalist, joins us now. Vincent, can you give us the background of this awful, awful case?
Yeah, there's a pretty shocking case. What we understand happened was that these three were found at their home in Hertfordshire, which is north of London, on Tuesday evening. As you say, they had been shot by a crossbow, allegedly by Louise, who is 25, Louise Hunt, her ex-boyfriend, Kyle Clifford, who is 26 years old. There are signs that they had been tied up at points. There are ligature marks have been found on them. And the emergency services swung into action. The air ambulance was deployed, but sadly all three appear to have died at their home. There was then a huge manhunt underway for this individual, Kyle Clifford. He had spent some time in the army, we understand, and he was told, he was said to be by the police, armed and dangerous, someone who should not be approached. And then yesterday afternoon, he was discovered in a graveyard in Enfield, which is sort of east of Hertfordshire, more into London, in sort of northeast London. He was discovered there yesterday when police went in heavily armed into that graveyard to search for him. And he was stretchered away injured, we're told, not injured by the police, but supposedly having injured himself at some point.
It is an awful, awful case. The BBC racing correspondent, John Hunt, he would be very well known and very well respected in racing circles.
Yeah, a very familiar voice. He's been on the BBC for the last 20 years. You heard in the voices last night of fellow BBC Five Live presenters who had to go on air to cover the England match, the sort of shock of it all. They spoke about it right at the top of their broadcast, and you could just hear in their voice their emotion. This absolutely horrifying story. It is on the front of all the front pages here. Inevitably, it does raise questions once again. And this is something I've covered several times. It is not illegal in the UK to buy, sell, hire, or possess a crossbow if you are over 18 years of age. And there are, you know, there's questions as to why you don't even need a license to own one, as is required with a gun. And I think that law will likely now need to be re-examined.
Yeah, just very finally, do we know anything about Kyle Clifford, the man who is in police custody now?
Well, as you say, he's in police custody. He hasn't been charged yet. He's being currently looked after in a North London hospital. As I mentioned, it seems that he spent some time in the army, but that is all we really know. There are reports as well that he has a brother who is currently serving time in prison himself for murder. No charges yet. I think we can expect for Kyle Clifford likely charges will be coming at some point today for his alleged crimes.
Vinny McAvaney, a broadcaster and journalist, thanks as always for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
That is a profoundly upsetting story and deeply shocking.
Deeply shocking.
Obviously, our sincere condolences to the Hunt family. A dreadful, dreadful story.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.